Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
What do we know about the company's plans?
They've decided they're going to offer a mostly self-driving vehicle in 2028. It'll be in the Cadillac Escalade IQ, which is the electric version of the big SUV, and they push it out to some other vehicles after that. And it's a vehicle that will go hands-free and eye-free on the highway. Once you get into suburban and urban areas, then you got to get re-engaged with the car. But it is a step forward here, because with a lot of these systems like GM's own Super Cruise, Ford's Blue Cruise, even the Tesla systems, they are not eyes-free systems. They are hands-free systems. And if you take your eyes off the road, the vehicle realizes that and makes you re-engage, or it'll stop the vehicle. In this case, you can go eyes-free, totally disengage while you're driving on the highway. And even beyond 2028, GM would like to go well beyond that by adding the eyes-free even in urban areas. So they're back into not necessarily a robotaxi business, but they're back on the path toward a real self-driving vehicle again.
So this is the kind of vehicle where you can actually get in the car and have a business meeting or take a nap?
I'm not sure about napping. I guess since your eyes, I hadn't thought about that. What I was thinking of is in the demo they showed in New York today, they actually had an episode of White Lotus playing on a screen in the dash. So I guess you could maybe take a nap if you didn't want to watch the movie that was playing in the dashboard. But yeah, and speaking with Sterling Anderson, who's the new head of product development, and Sterling came from Aurora Innovation, which does self-driving freight trucks. He said that what he wanted to do with this system was not just be hands-free, because he doesn't think that if people disengage, that you can force them to re-engage. You either got to let them totally disengage, hands and eyes off the road and off the wheel, or you got to make them keep their hands on it. And so, yeah, you could theoretically fall asleep here. If you can watch a movie, why not?
Okay, so you said that you've seen it already being tested out, or at least demoed today.
Yeah, not on the roads. They just had a vehicle kind of stationary, but it kind of showed you what the screen is seeing. And look, if you got a screen in the dash showing a movie, then I guess you can watch the movie instead of keeping your eyes on the road.
So they haven't had it testing out on the road yet. I mean, what's the next step?
I think you'll start to see they're testing it on their test tracks, places like that, and they're working on the system. And I think they'll continue to do that. They'll probably have it on public roads at some point if they don't already and just haven't announced that. And then 2028, you'll start to see the vehicle for sale for people to buy and drive around with their eyes someplace other than directly in front of them.
Okay, this is the Cadillac Escalade, right? So who are they targeting?
Yeah, Escalade IQ.
Okay, who are they targeting with this?
People who can spend $150,000 on an electric SUV.
Holy moly.
Yeah. Now, they're going to push it beyond that, they said, but we'll see how quickly that happens. That remains to be seen, and you're still looking a couple years away. Another interesting piece of this is, they had Cruise in San Francisco, which they shut down. They've hired a lot of those people back to be able to do this, and they've hired some other people with engineering knowledge and experience in autonomous drive. So this is a new priority for General Motors. Or I should say a renewed priority, because when they got rid of Cruise, they laid a lot of people off. they talked about developing a self-driving vehicle that they would sell to people. But honestly, I looked at that and I thought, you laid the people off. You didn't like the regulatory pressure and the legal issues you had with this. I thought, well, we'll never see this car from General Motors. They'll end up licensing a system from Waymo or somebody. So I'm surprised that this quickly they're already talking about getting back on the road with a version of autonomous driving.
So what happened? Why did they change their mind?
I think it is something they always wanted to do. I think they really hated the robotaxi business and how difficult it was to build that out and get that network going and cover those costs and grow in every city. I think they're just much more interested in developing vehicles for sale at retail. And it is something that you can gradually work your way into. So if you think about what they're going to sell in this Cadillac Escalade IQ in 2028, it isn't full, complete self-driving because you still have to drive the vehicle yourself when you get into the suburbs or just, you know, off of the highway mapped areas where the system will run. So because they're not ready for that yet, eventually they will. But it is a system where they can bring in revenue and they can improve the system while they're adding capabilities. With a robotaxi, you have to do everything all at once. You really got to kind of jump in the water with both feet. And even if you're not going to be driving everywhere, you're going to be in a limited mapped area. The car still has to be able to go full self-driving without anyone in the front seat in order to ferry people around the way that Waymo and other companies like that do. With GM's system, you still have to have a driver in the front seat. So they're not pulling driver out. They're just giving the driver the ability to zone out while they're in the front seat.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.